President Donald Trump's tweeted decision last week to ban transgender people from the military confused a lot of people in the military and in politics and beyond. I spoke with a transgender vet about the impact of that tweet not only on him, but on the teens he counsels. Giovanni Santiago is a 31-year-old Lorraine native who spent 3.5 years in the Air Force as an MP before a back injury forced him out on disability. He joined as a woman, but says he knew since he was 5 that he identified more with male than female. He also says he loved the discipline and experiences the military gave him, even in the don't ask, don't tell days of the mid-2000s.
I tell people all the time that more of my issues when I was in the military were not because of the fact that I identified as gay at that point. It was because I was a female and I was a minority, and I was in Texas. So those are major things. That's more of the brunt of the things that I dealt with in the military. I really didn't have to deal with any issues LGBT related at that time.
Were you open at that time?
For the most part, yes. If someone asked me, obviously I could not divulge that information, but I didn't hide who I was.
So you were there under the don't ask, don't tell?
Yes.
People just didn't ask?
No. People just didn't ask. They, they assumed or they just kind of knew. I've always been extremely masculine. I had a short haircut. If you didn't know, it was kind of like you lived under a rock.
Let me put to you the president's tweet. When you heard it, read it, what were your thoughts?
I was appalled. I was not surprised. I was not shocked at all. Just more appalled at the fact that he was actually doing it.
He claimed that the military can't afford the costs and the distraction that comes with people like you.
It just makes me laugh because he is sadly misinformed about everything that he ever speaks on. As far as the cost, it's a minute amount of money that they spend on veterans or active duty members as far as hormone replacement because they don't do any surgeries at all. And as far as saying that they're a distraction, that's completely inaccurate because most people who are transitioning kind of just want to transition and live. No one is like running around telling the world all the time that that's what they do. Obviously, there's a case by case, but overall, that's not how people live. Furthermore, not every transgender person wants to medically transition. So that's another blanketed statement that he's made. A lot of people who are transgender just want to identify and be able to live.
What do you think the military is going to do with this?
I think the military is going to continue to stumble how they had over every issue that involves a minority group, whether it was integrating black and brown men, whether it was integrating women, then being open about LGBT people. So I think they're going to kind of fumble through trying to figure out how to backtrack on the statements that he's made, because clearly everyone does not agree with him, people who are military officials or even people in his own camp. So trying to find a way to smooth that over, I think, is what the military will be doing next. But they're kind of just trying to be quiet about their next move because they really don't know.
You work with kids who are in the same situation you were in.
Yes.
Generally, how do you think they're feeling in this world right now?
Terrified. A lot of people were extremely sickened and terrified once he won the election and stunned. So, a lot of the youth are trying to navigate life already as teenagers, which is hard enough. And then it's hard enough being a teenager and different. And then having a president who was so blatantly ignorant and disrespectful and hurtful to your entire being adds another component to that. So they're confused. They're scared. They don't know, who to talk to or how to navigate through the world and live.
Would you recommend any of them try to get into the military?
At this moment, no. But I always tell everyone that the military is not for everybody anyway. So that's always subjective. But I tell people, in this time right now, I'm very conflicted with being trans and being a veteran.
Giovanni Santiago left the military in 2009. He's been undergoing medical transitioning through the VA and now runs a nonprofit for transgender teens in Akron called META. Motivate, educate, transform, and advocate. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.